Good morning. In our reflection for the Advent season, we looked at the announcement of John the Baptist's conception, the expectation of Mary, the exaltation of Elizabeth and Mary, and in our final reflection, we look at the manifestation today in Luke chapter 2, 1 to 20. Luke is recounting for us the story of the birth of Jesus. He started by saying, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Luke is clearly telling us that Jesus' birth was a real historical event. This is not the figment of his imagination that the Christ child was born. Caesar Augustus had given a command for all the world to be taxed. And as a result, everyone went to their own town to be taxed. Behind the scenes, God providentially used this taxation for the fulfillment of scriptures. It was prophesied by the prophet Micah approximately 800 years before Christ was born. "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are of old, from ancient times." In the fulfillment of God's word, Joseph took his wife, Mary, and went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. So God lovingly and providentially, by their circumstances and the things that were happening in Nazareth of Galilee, ordered their steps. Because of the providence of God, we too can say that our steps are ordered by God. Paul says in Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." While the days were completed for Mary to be delivered, because the Bible says she was being great with child, the scripture tells us, "And she brought forth her firstborn child, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." The Savior of the world was placed in a manger. There was no room for them in the inn. And even as an adult, we hear Christ saying, "Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." The author William Barclay stated that the only place where there was room for him was on a cross. I use the words of a famous hymn writer to ask you the question: have you any room for Jesus? He who bore our load of sins, as he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? The Savior of the world had come down to mankind, and now God is with us and lives within us. What a blessing that out of all fallen creation, God chose to redeem mankind. John puts it so eloquently: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is one of the greatest love stories in all of history, that God loves us so much that he would send his Son in a cruel, cold, and wicked world to save sinners such as you and I. Have you experienced this love? Have you received the Savior of the world into your hearts? There is no better time than right now. Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. We are reminded by Paul in Philippians 2:7, he made himself of no reputation. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges and he took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. Included in this story of our Savior were some shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night when the angel of the Lord appeared and told them, "Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The shepherds was evangelized by the angels. They brought the good tidings. In Greek, it means euangelizo, which means the joyful tidings of God's kindness. The shepherds that night received the joyful tidings of God's kindness. They received the message about the messianic blessings that Christ, the Savior of the world, had come. The word for good tidings also means, when used in the New Testament, glad tidings of the coming kingdom of God and the salvation to be obtained in it through Christ. Today, you are receiving the good news of the kingdom of God, and today you can receive salvation through Jesus Christ. As the angels herald the birth of a great king, a great God, the Savior of the world, and sang glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill towards all men. Like Paul to Timothy, I say, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. The shepherds shared this great good news. I submit to you today, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will you share the good news with those who you meet in this Advent season? Amen.